Hi, good morning. It's Todd Zwillick here filling in for John Hockenberry, who's at home welcoming his newest child into the world, and I'm here with Takeaway host Celeste Headley.
Good morning.
You might call American military contractors the absent presence in President Obama's speech on Tuesday announcing his new strategy in Afghanistan in the buildup. There will soon be 100,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, but they'll be outnumbered by private contractors. It's not just the number of contractors that has a lot of people concerned, but it's the accountability about what they're doing and how they're spending our money. Who are they? Where's the money going? And can we check up on them? Well, joining us to talk about it is Robert Young Pelton, back with us. He's former advisor to NATO in Afghanistan and author of License to Kill, Hired Guns in the War on Terror. Also joining us is Allison Stanger. She's a professor at Middlebury College and author of One Nation Under Contract, The Outsourcing of American Power and the Future of Foreign Policy. Robert, I want to start with you. Most of us remember Blackwater. We might remember KBR from the Iraq War. What is this, beyond just security details, security that we may have heard about in Afghanistan, what's the scope of contracting work in Afghanistan now? What do they do?
Well, the major difference is that you have a lot more reconstruction, or actually construction projects, infrastructure, roads, schools, things like that, governance, and less actual security contractor work. And that's because of the environment in Afghanistan. Most of the security work is actually handled by Afghans, sort of brokered through either Western or Afghan companies. But what you're not seeing is this huge support mechanism for intelligence gathering, for support of troops, even movement and mobilization of troops. And, of course, the CIA, with their sort of secret war in Pakistan, extensively uses contractors to conduct drone attacks, intelligence gathering, and things like that.
And because that mission is clandestine by its very nature, we're extremely unlikely to know what the private contractors are doing.
Well, you'll find out about it because they work with Afghans, and Afghans are chatty fellows. So folks like Eric Prince think that they keep secrets, but most people know what his company's doing over there.
Allison Stanger, I want to ask you, how accountable are military contractors? Accountable at all? War is, by definition, murky business. When the money starts to flow to private companies who have proprietary interests, is there any way we can find out whether they're spending our money in the way we want?
Yeah, well, there's a great way you can find out. You can go to something called usaspending.gov, which is available at www.usaspending.gov, and it's available because of legislation that President Obama pushed through as a center. It'll tell you everywhere all you need to know about prime contracts. But the problem with Afghanistan is that most of these contracts are turned around and then doled out as subcontracts
to, right?
To the things Robert's talking about.
You can find out the top lines where the prime contractor is, but then once they spend it on whoever they're hiring, whether they're Afghans or more Americans, it gets murky.
That's right, and it's shrouded in secrecy. That information was supposed to be available to the public by January 1st, 2009. But if you go to that website and click on subcontracts, you'll find that it says it's under construction.
Now, Allison Stanger,
that's something that concerns me.
Well, in terms of accountability, Allison Stanger, let me ask you about the Armed Contractor Oversight Directorate, part of the Pentagon, and they, as far as I know, are tasked with keeping an eye on where taxpayer money is going in the military. But I understand that a lot of their work for oversight is outsourced.
That's correct. I mean, we're currently in a situation in both Iraq and Afghanistan where the work of contractors is actually overseen by a contractor.
Is there anything more to this than just bitter irony? I mean, my question is this. The fact that taxpayer-funded oversight inspectors general are not doing this down to the level of some subcontractors, is that something to be concerned about?
Well, Secretary Gates has even referred to it as willy-nilly contracting. And I think what you're seeing is that there was this mission to be accomplished. It was huge and ambitious. And so we turned the Pentagon turned to contractors to execute it as quickly and as efficiently as possible. And we're only now beginning to see what the consequences of that sort of strategy brings.
Well, Robert Young Pelton, former NATO advisor in Afghanistan, you mentioned that a lot of the contractors that we hire now are Afghans, both for security and for other contracting work. And I want you to listen to something that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said before the Foreign Relations Committee yesterday, asked about this, that we're outsourcing work to Afghans, and that's a good thing because we want them enrolled in what we're trying to do. But it can also have complications. Listen to the Secretary.
Much of the corruption is fueled by the money that has poured into that country over the last 8 years. we are so dependent upon long supply lines, as we are in Afghanistan, where everything has to be imported. You offload a ship in Karachi, and by the time whatever it is, you know, muffins for our soldiers' breakfasts or anti-IED equipment gets to where we're headed, it goes through a lot of hands.
Robert Young Pelton, it goes through a lot of hands. The Afghans, the way they do business traditionally might not be the way we're used to doing business in the U.S. Is this a concern?
Yeah, it goes bigger than that, though, because, for example, in Afghanistan, if you're a soldier and you need an interpreter, they bring an American Afghan and they pay him $960 a day to interpret for a $1,200 a day U.S. contractor. So when the Afghans are being accused of corruption, they point to things like that and say, you're stealing all the money before it even gets to us. So it's not just a matter of people taking bits and pieces from sort of the friction of spending money there. It's our ridiculous idea that we're going to hire people for $150,000 a year to supervise Afghans who make, you know, $400 a month.
And then where does the rest of the money go? Well, that's Robert Young Pelton, former advisor to NATO in Afghanistan, author of License to Kill, Hired Guns in the War on Terror. We're also joined by Allison Stanger, professor at Middlebury College. She's author of One Nation Under Contract, The Outsourcing of American Power and the Future of U.S. Foreign Policy. Thank you both for joining us.